A word for you from Hosea chapter 5 verses 5 to 7. The pride of Israel testifies to his face. Israel and Ephraim shall stumble in his guilt. Judah also shall stumble with them. With their flocks and herds they shall go to seek the Lord, but they will not find him, for he has withdrawn from them. They have dealt faithlessly with the Lord, for they have borne alien children. Now the new moon shall devour them in their fields. What an alarming, terrible situation when God's own people find that their God has withdrawn from them. And dear Christian, even as you listen to this, remember that if you, like Israel and Ephraim and Judah, if you deal with God like them, in that you are faithless and you have dealt faithlessly with him, you have mixed your life and caused alien offspring. Now, it's not referring literally to children. It's referring to the spiritual, symbolic side of it, and that you've mixed yourself with the world, and so out of you comes fruit that is foreign to God. And yet, you try and go and seek the Lord. You try and do as you always did. Like Samson, you say, well, the strength of God will give me victory. I've done it two or three times before when I was bound. I broke those ropes. And yet you don't know that when you hand over the secret of God, which in Samson's case was his hair, symbolic, of course, of something else, that he was dedicated to the Lord. But when he gave away that secret of the Lord, suddenly he found the Lord had withdrawn. What a terrible situation when you find that you might have relied on God for strength in the past, but suddenly you are strengthless. He has withdrawn. But he explains why. He says that it is because we have withdrawn from him. We have dealt faithlessly with him. Is that perhaps the picture of your life? Gazuguti loku, guisitombe yini, sempilo yako na, azunkulunkulu, atlehlemuva, a angabi kona eduze, njenguguba ulinde luguti uzoba kona. And so that even if you seek him, you will not find him. If that is the case, you can turn to God, because God says later on in the same book of Hosea that if we turn to him with all our hearts, acknowledging our guilt, then it is that he will be found.